I think next year the stars may finally be in line to just blow up the whole tax system.
Hi, I'm Nick Gillespie with Reason TV, and today we're talking with the Wall Street Journal's Steve Moore. Steve, thanks for talking to us. The economy is going to be the major issue, one way or the other. What are the types of policies? I mean, part of the problem with Mitt Romney, there's a lot of Me Too-ism. He liked stimulus, but not as much as Obama. He liked TARP, but not as much as Obama. He supported an auto bailout, not as much as Obama. What does he need to do to really separate himself from Obama? And this is the clincher, things that would actually help the economy.
Well, as you know, I've spent a lot of time in politics. I run the Club for Growth for 6 or 8 years. So my view of elections are almost always referendum on the incumbent. And I do believe that when people go into the election booth in November, they're going to ask one question: can we really afford 4 more years of this? And so in terms of who's going to win, I genuinely believe that is unknowable right now. People who say, oh, Romney's going to win by 5 points, or that, it's just there's too many variables that are undecided right now. But it is true, this is a lousy economy. Right. This has been the weakest recovery we've ever seen. But Obama's line is very compelling to people. Look, without me, we would have had a Great Depression, and, you know, I took over from these failed Bush policies. So I do think it's going to be a very close race. I think it's going to be decided by 1 or 2 percentage points. And the question is whether people feel confident that Obama's policies can lead to growth. I think that there will be a catastrophe. And I also believe,
why are they so catastrophic? I mean, give us the thumbnail. Okay. Obama, you know, he's got a coherent theory. Whether it maps the world is a different thing, but it's like we need the government to prime the pump to keep demand up.
I think that the primary problem with Barack Obama is that he is a doctrinaire leftist who doesn't really understand how business works. He doesn't understand how private sector growth happens. A good example, Nick, is the fact that he's got a stimulus plan. He calls it, you know, his, what, third or fourth stimulus plan. He says, you know, the way we're going to get this economy moving again is to hire more teachers and firefighters and policemen. Now, does anybody, putting aside whether that's a good idea or not, does anybody really believe that the problem with the U.S. economy is we don't have enough firefighters and policemen? I mean, it just completely ignores the role of the private sector in terms of how you get businesses to grow.
Well, the private sector is doing fine. Right. We know that for sure.
Right.
But so then now Romney comes in, and Romney has great private sector bona fides.
Yeah.
And on a certain level, if you're right that it's a referendum on the incumbent, he can be silent. And this, he gets a lot of criticism for not really articulating a positive vision. But what should he be doing, or anybody, to get the private sector going?
Mitt Romney. I think he has a fundamental flaw. I think he suffers from guilt. You know, he has incredible wealth. He's been an incredibly successful businessman. He's a turnaround artist. That is his asset. When you ask me, what is the single most compelling case for Mitt Romney? I'd say it's his resume. Look at this guy. He's a success at everything he touches.
And we're a country that needs a turnaround, right? I mean,
He's
like,
we're a country and a government that needs a turnaround. And yet, the conundrum is that his asset is being turned into a liability by the Obama forces through this kind of PR campaign. Oh, he's an outsourcer. He's got offshore accounts. And Romney has been miserable in responding to that. Why doesn't he just stand up and give a speech and defend the wealth creation process? Look, sometimes they took over businesses and they failed. Sometimes they succeeded. You know this, Nick. 2 out of every 3 small businesses in America fail. You know, some enterprises work, others don't. To look at his failures and say, you know, he was a failure is like saying, you know, Ted Williams wasn't that great of a hitter. 6 out of 10 times he went to the plate, he didn't get a hit.
So what is the, you know, for you, Steve Moore, what is the one thing that the government can do, you know, starting tomorrow that would help the economy settle and, you know, and actually grow?
Well, Obama, if I were advising Barack Obama, which yeah. I am not, yeah. The one thing he could do right now that actually would help the economy a lot would be to cancel Tax-mageddon. Mm-hmm. This is a big problem for the economy. I mean, think about this. We're 6 months away from this. No businessman, no investor, no worker knows what the tax system is going to be next year. I mean, how dysfunctional is that, really?
Do you think the Republicans would go along if he said, hey, you know what, we're going to keep taxes exactly the way they are for 3 years or even for 1 year? Would the Republicans, would they get flummoxed by that?
Or I think it would put them on the defensive. Look, one of the reasons I'm optimistic is I think actually 2013, because our tax code is such a train wreck, and you've got the expiring Bush tax cuts, you've got the alternative minimum tax, you've got the estate tax, you've got all of these, the corporate tax, which even liberal Democrats agree we can't go forward with the highest corporate tax rate in the world. I think next year the stars may finally be in line to just blow up the whole tax system. And it's not fixable. It is not a fixable tax. We got to stop tinkering with it. We got to fix it once for all. I'm an old Steve Forbes guy. I would go with the old the flat tax of 19%. And by the way, if you do that, you're injecting rocket fuel into this economy.
Well, we'll leave it there. It's Steve Moore of The Wall Street Journal. Thanks so much for talking to Reason TV.
Thank you, Nick. I love watching Reason TV. And what you guys do is just fabulous.
Well, thank you so much. For Reason TV, I'm Nick Gillespie.